Nun Amid Beis, the bottom. Yuma Dechayich Bei Rebbe, Ashi Purunosu La'alma. If Rebbe would laugh, so bring Tzoras to the world, either because Rebbe was, since he was the leader, the Nasi, and he should have been Mitzayer on the Churban, so if he laughed, right, even though the Isser is only Yamali Schopi Volumazeh, not Stam to laugh, so there was an Omish. Or Rebbe was a Bal Yisurim, and his Yisurim were Mechaper. But if he laughed and he got took his mind off the Yisurim, then the Kapora wasn't there. So for whatever reason, there was Puronius if Rebbe laughed. Omrele the Bar Kapora, and Bar Kapora used to try to make him laugh to cheer him up, because he held that whatever the consequences were, it was in Rebbe's best interest to be in a good mood. So Omrele the Bar Kapora, lo tav tichon, don't make me laugh. The Yahiv Melecho Arboin Grive Chite, I'll give you four measures of chitim. Omrele lech zeimar dechol grive deboino shakilna. He said, "Lamaisa, okay, but I get the choice of what measure." Four measures. I want to choose the measure. Shokal dikula rabba. So he got a big basket. Chafye kufra. And he covered it with pitch, so he wouldn't lose even one grain. The sachvi al reshe, and he put it on his head upside down. Give me the 40 measures of chitim in this gigantic basket that you owe me. Ochuk Rebbe. So Rebbe saw this thing. I had the upside down basket over his head. And obviously he couldn't put anything into it upside down. So he laughed. Right? What's it called? Didn't I warn you not to make me laugh? And the maisa, you don't get anything. So you don't get any measure of chitim. Right? I want the chitim that, according to some, that you owe me, aside from this deal that we made. Or he was just making him laugh again. That the maisa, I want what you owe me, and the way that you're going to pay it is by putting this upside down basket, so really you don't owe me anything. Rashi, the b'chol griva de bo'ina, be'ezu mida she'er tzekach. I'll choose the measure. Chafye kufra, zivoso mibachutz, he covered it on the outside with pitch, k'dei she'yachzu achitim, so no chita would go through the basket. Lecholi yimodli, measure for me, 40 measures. And the way the Ran learns is that he was chayiv him this amount anyway from a different loan that he made. Right, so he's then, I don't want the new thing, I want the old one. Okay. Whatever. Omer le bar kapora le barte de Rebbe. Bar kapora said to Rebbe's daughter, Lemocher shasina chamra berikuda davuch uvekir kane de imach. Tomorrow I'm going to what's it called, drink wine while your father dances in front of me and your mother pours it. That's where the Mefarish says. Ran says that your mother's going to sing and your father's going to dance. Okay, they ask on the Ran, how's the mother going to sing? Lamai says it's a kolisha. So, okay, there's various tirutzim, but the what's it called, the Mefarish, the Rashi says, Rashi, Shasina Chamra Brikuda Davuch, Shavicha Yirakeit, Uvekirkone De'imach B'mezigosa, She'imcha Timzog Li'akakol. She'll pour the wine, your father's going to dance in front of me, and that's what's going to happen tomorrow. So what happened? Ben Alosha, Chasne De Rebbe Havi. Ben Alosha was the son-in-law of Rebbe, the Osher Godel Havi, and he was a rich man. Asmei lebehi lula de Reb Shimon b'Rebbe, and he was invited to the wedding because this is his son-in-law of Rebbe. So Reb Shimon's Rebbe's son. So this was his brother-in-law. He was invited to the wedding of his brother-in-law. Omer le Bar Kapora, and Reb Bar Kapora was also there. So Bar Kapora said to Rebbe, "My toeva, What does it mean by Mishkav Zachar? The Torah uses the word Toeva. What does it mean? Called Amarle Rebbe, the Hachinhu, Toeva, Parcha Bar Kapara. Whatever Rebbe tried to explain to him what Toeva was, Bar Kapara shlugged it up. It can't be met. So Amarle Parsheat. So Rebbe finally said, say, tell me what you think it means. Amarle Tesi Devischa, Tirmili Natla. I let your wife come and pour me a glass of wine. You want me to tell you a pshat, so you have to deserve it. Osis Ramule, she came and she poured the wine. Amarle, the Rebbe, Kumra Kodli. You want me to tell you what it means? Dance in front of me. Deimerloch, and I'll tell you. Hachi Omarachmana, Toeva, Toe Atoba. Toeva means that you are straying after it. Meaning, instead of going after your wife and after a regular woman, you're straying after something strange, right? That's not normal. See Rashi. Toeva asushnehem by Mishkav Zachar. Tirmili natla timzogli akos. Pour me a glass of wine. Kmo antal. Antal is a kos. Toa toba kolomar shemeiniach asishto shel heter v'tofas zeshels nus. It's old Sefer book, and I think Light in the Closet, I think it's called, something like that, by a person that heads a group to try to cure homosexuals. And he has a whole thing on this Gemara of what Toeva means. What Toeva is not stam an abomination, but it defines what the root of homosexuality is, based on this Gemara. Okay, that the Toeva means that it's an abnormal kind of desire. Okay. Lekisa Toa Toba Lekisa Achrina. Why do you have to go after this? Right, when you could have a normal tithes. Omar lei my tevel. So he asked him another question. He asked Rebbe, Rabbar Kapara, what's tevel? Tevel also, by bestiality, by a woman who has relations with an animal. Omar lei kinyona kadma. You want to know what it means? What's it called? Do what you did before. Let her pour the wine, you dance, I'll tell you what it means. Omar lei ividli de omar loch. So Kadma Omerle Ividli the Omerloch. Right? If you want me to tell you what it is, do what you did before. Ovat. So he did. Omerle Tevel Hu Tavlin Yeshba Mishan Yochada Biam in Kulan Bios. Does this have any spice to it, any tam? Why in the world would a woman want to have relations with an animal and she have relations with a normal human being? Rashi, my tevel, dechsi, the ishel osamu, lifnei behema, lariva tevelhu. The chitavlin yeshba, kolomer yeshba, bia zu tam, mi bachero, shemunachas, baalov, and yerbasla behema. This bia has more of a tam than a regular, normal bia. Omarleo, my zima. What does zima mean? Some say that the reason he's asking all these questions by a chasana is because the whole idea of a chasana is lahatzil osana min aveira. So they were talking about arayis or whatever which the chasana comes to prevent. Omerle ivid ki inyona kadmoa. Right? No, again, another little dance and a little drink, and I'll tell you what it means.
You should be drunk by now.
Ovad. Omerle zumahi. Right? Zima is zumahi. So the Rashi learns like this. Meforesh biyavamos. Be'ish habo al noshim harbe, man who has relations with a lot of women, v'chein isha shenivelo la noshim harbe, and a woman has relations with a lot of men, and she doesn't know who the father of her child is, and he doesn't know who he sired children with. So now, v'eni odas me'ezah mehem nisabra, v'holida bas, and she has a daughter, nimtza av noseas bito, v'ach noseas echoso. So it could be that nobody knows who's related to who, and the father could marry his daughter, and a brother could marry his sister. Al zenem aru mola horet zima. Kolomar zumai. You go on the kid, who is he? You don't know who his father or mother is. Shein alim yodea osa isha shu nosei muteris lo imlav. We don't know what the kid's genealogy is, that he should know who he's marrying. Maybe he's marrying one of his relatives. Okay, that's good, right. Ben Elosha, lo Yochel ben Elosha b'mizbo. So Ben Elosha saw this going on, that his father-in-law is dancing and his mother-in-law is pouring wine, right, constantly, and he couldn't take it, right? He said, Bar Kapor is making a fool out of my father-in-law and mother-in-law. Some sons-in-law would enjoy that, right? Another of them, a little bit more. But Ben Elosha couldn't take it. Kom v'nofak hu v'intosim itamon. So they left the wedding. They left. And they left Bar Kapora to his dancing and drinking. Right. So my Ben Elosha, who was this Ben Elosha? Titania, lo lechinam pizur Ben Elosha es ma'osav. Right, Ben Elosha spent a lot of money. El laharos went to sporishal Kohen Gadol. He used to get a haircut just like the Kohen Gadol used to get a haircut, and he spent a lot of money on it. Dechsib, kosum yechasmu es rosheim. Says by the Kohanim that they got a haircut, which we'll see in one second, where they only had one layer of hair. Tana ke'en lulinis. My lulinis. What is this lulinis haircut? Om Rabbi Yehuda tisparto yechidoso. Special meyuchadika haircut. Hechidami. Om Rava rosho shalzeh betzadikro shalzeh. Where one hair ended with the beginning of the other hair. So no hairs overlapped. So it's, that it takes a long time to give such a haircut, and it comes out that a person has one nice layer of hair covering his scalp. The Hainu Tisporis of Kohen Gadol. That was a Tisporis of the Kohen Gadol who took a haircut every week, right? Kotnelech every day and a Kohen Gadol every week. Every week he had this, and the Gemara and the Mishnah in Shabbos says that kind of haircut you can't start before Mincha. Okay. Rashi, huh?
That must be bald.
What happens if you're bald? Right, then you have an easy time. You have to spend money on a haircut. Okay. Lo Yochel ben Elosha, Rashi, ben Lo Yochel ben Elosha l'mizbo. Also zilusa shel Rebbe. He couldn't take the fact that they were making a fool out of Rebbe. If he shohaya asher gadol, v'lo hayochel liros dover shel zilusa mechamid. He was very spoiled. He's a big rich guy and he couldn't take to see people being degraded, right? Even for regular people it wasn't so terrible, Rebbe didn't mind, but for rich people they're very refined and dignified, what? Right, so he couldn't take it. My Ben Elosha Kolomer Minayin Dehavi Osher. Where do we see that Ben Elosha was rich? There was a certain kind of haircut which is nothing like it. Pizer Mosov, she nosing moment godl is sapor, shayim sapor lo, kitiglacha shel Kohen Gadol. He paid the barber a lot of money to give him this kind of haircut like the Kohen Gadol did. Okay. Ubilat delas haramutza, my delas haramutza, when it says that he's mutter with delas haramutza, what is that? Amar Shmuel kro karguzoi. It's a certain kind of pumpkin or gourd. Deluim shall also mockum. Sheinam is bashim la olam yofa. They're never cooked well, so that's not called something cooked. Ravashi omer delas hatmuna beremetz. It's talking about a regular pumpkin, a regular gourd or squash that is made in coals, on coals. So that's not called also cooked. So Isli Ravina Ravashi. So Ravina asked Ravashi, how could you say it's a regular pumpkin? It's just the way it's prepared is different. That's what Delas Aramutza, when we have the following. Rav Nechemya Omer, Delas Aramisi, Delas HaMitzris, Rav Nechemya says that it's Delas Aramis, he Delas HaMitzris, that the Delas Aramis is the same thing as Delas HaMitzris, and Kilayim Im HaYivonis. Kilayim im haramutza, and they're those two brands or those two strains of dalas are kilayim with a dalas yivonis and a dalas haramutza. So you see that haramutza is not how it's prepared; it's a special strain of squash. Tiyufta, Zakasha and Ravashi. Haramutza Kora Karguzoi, Deluin Shalosa Makum, Shainam is Bashmi Yoliyata, Tamun Baremets, Offer Shal Gecholim, Delav Tavshilu. It's not called a Tavshil because it's made in the, on coals, in the coal dust that's left after the coals burn out. The dust is still hot, so they put this squash in it to cook. That's not called a cooked dish. Kilaim im delas haramutza, alma da haramutza lav tamuna baremetz, el ashe makamu, means raimu. It's a certain strain of squash, not how you prepare it, because how you prepare it doesn't make it kilaim. Okay. Mishnah. Hanoder mi maisa kadeira. Person made a nether not to eat maisa kadeira. Ein osa el mi maisa raschasa. It has to be something that's cooked in a pot a lot. If they cook it a lot, that's called maisa kadeira. Omer konim hayored l'kedera she'eni toim. If he said anything that goes into a pot, I'm not going to eat. Osir mechol anasu b'kedera. Anything that's made in a pot, not only something that's thick and has to be cooked a lot. Ramaisik rasa. So hainu dover she'nigmar bishula b'kedera. Something that's finished. Its cooking is finished in a pot. Ve'enu ela michameshes haminim, and it's something that has to be from the five grains. Lafuki dover she'en gemar bishula b'kedera. That excludes something that doesn't get finished, its cooking isn't finished in a pot. Achim Vashnal Be'ilfash, they said some things they first cooked in a pot, and then they put them in a frying pan to finish them off. So that kind of thing isn't included. B'chol anasa b'kdeira, afil mavushal be'ilfash asim. Anything that's made in a pot, even if its cooking is finished in a pan, in a frying pan, it's also asim. If you said, kol hayored l'kdeira, because before you put it in the pan, you put it in the pot. So it's yored l'kedera. Tanya, hanodem in a yored l'kedera, osur be yored l'ilfas. Shekvar yored l'kedera, called him shiyored l'ilfas. Same thing we just said. That a person said, anything that goes into a pot, as osur to me, so even something that you need to put into a pan before it's finished, l'maisa, though, before you put it in the pan, you put it in the pot. So anything that goes into a pot includes that. Min hayored l'ilfis mutter b'yored l'kedera. But something, if you say, it's also to me, something that goes into a pan, right? If it never went into the pan, if it just was in the pot, that's not also. Min anasa b'kedera mutter b'nasa b'ilfis. Right? If you said anything that's made in a kedera, it's mutter something that was made in a pan. Min anasa b'ilfis mutter b'nasa b'kedera. And if you said, I'm not eating anything that's made in a pan, finished off in the pan, then that's mutter b'nasa kedera, where it's finished off in the pot. Hanodr min ayorid l'tanur, ein osur el b'pas. Something that goes into the oven. That's the way what people call bread. The mamar kol maisa tanur, olai, anything that's made in a tanur, osur b'chol anasim, but anything that goes in the oven is osur. Rashi. Before you put it in the pan, you cook it in a pot, and then you put it to finish it off in the pan. Therefore it's included in yorid l'kedera, because before you can finish it off in the pan, you have to put it in the pot. Before it goes into the, if you said anything that goes into a pan and you finish this thing off in the pot, so it's not awesome. Mina nasa b'kedera, gamri, kol b'shulo, sheno yored l'ilfas k'klau, something that's finished off in a pot, so something that you need to finish it off in the pan is mutter. Mutter b'nasa b'ilfas, afa p'shoy yakodim l'chem, even though it was originally in the kedera, over here you meant something that's finished in the kedera. And this isn't finished in the kedera. But if you said yored l'kedera, that doesn't mean it had to be finished in the kedera, it just had to be in the kedera. So then it's also, even if you need to finish it off in the pot, in the pan. Mutter benasa kedera, benigmar b'kedera. It's mutter if you're something that's finished in a pot, doesn't ever go into the pan. So if you assured yourself from things from the pan, that's not also.